Oh, fabulous. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you to our band. Oh, good morning, beautiful people. Good morning, beautiful people. I did it. Ha ha. Happy Sunday. So here we are. How many weeks has it been, Hal?
Would this be 12?
12. Yeah. 12. Well, that's how we do it. We come together, we do what we do, we just keep finding ways to show up in the power, the presence, the authority of divine love. That's what we do. And wherever we find ourselves, we're showing up in the full power, the full presence, and as the authority of divine love. Our theme this month, the new month, is our shared stories. Seems kind of appropriate, doesn't it? You know, we're sharing our stories in ways that we haven't before. We're in each other's business like we've never been in each other's business before, and we are each other's business. We are each other's story like we haven't been before. And we're finding how our stories are overlapping, and they're mingling, and they're colliding, and they're encountering. Like we haven't yet before. And I think what we're discovering as we do that is that what we share in our common story is something really precious. It's something really beautiful. And even though there's bumps and there's bruises and there's hard moments, the greater gift of sharing our stories is really, and it's more than encouraging. It's inspiring. So today we're starting out this series with sharing God's love. It's the basic. And we look for ways that we share love, that we experience love, that we share our stories, and sharing our stories and sharing love go hand in hand. So love is truth revealed. And in the presence of love, any false beliefs or lies that we have told ourselves of separation and limitation, they're brought to the forward. They're lifted up so that they can be healed, so that they can be revealed, for that truly is the activity of healing. It is truth being revealed. So as we practice our principles of oneness, of wholeness, of goodness, of love, healing happens. Truth is revealed. And sharing our stories reveals both the truth, that oneness, that wholeness, that goodness, and sharing our stories reveals to us the lies that we might have been telling ourselves. Our work is to decipher both, to be diligent and to be attentive, to be able to discern the truth and the fiction. It's the exploration. It's the exploration and the revelation of divine love. And really, the good news is, we do it together. We do it together. There really is no other way for us to go about this business of what does it mean to live in life together, to live in oneness, to be in unity, and not engage with each other, not discover where we bump up against each other, not be open to that as a greater idea, as a opportunity to know our oneness in a greater way. So there's been a response to an outcry, and many statements of solidarity have been shared. I'm sure that some of you have been reading them. I have. They're inspiring. I hear them as statements of love. I hear them as statements of, I love you. And I hear them as statements of, I love us. At least the divine idea, the infinite potential of us. And they're saying, we're here for you. And I think that we need to take that in. I think it's important that we take that in, that not just here, not even just in our state or our country, but around the entire world, the planet, people are saying to each other, we're here for you. And that you includes us. It includes each one of us individually. So no matter what is going on, we're not alone. And I think that that's a very comforting thought. I think that when I find myself in a challenging situation where I'm really being asked to, put on my big girl panties, it's nice to know that I'm not alone. Made you laugh. And then it reminds me that it's equally valuable for me to hear those statements out there, but for me to know my own statement within myself. Who am I? What am I willing to stand up for? And what am I willing to say to you all? How am I willing to say to you, I am here with you? How am I willing to let that be part of not just my words, but my actions? And how is that going to lead me? And it's almost like writing an affirmation. These are I am statements. And we've been learning about these for a long time, the power of an I am statement. And I just offer to us that awareness of speaking in the affirmative for what we're for, what it is that we're leaning into, what it is that we're standing for, is very empowering right now. It's very empowering to us individually, and it's very empowering to us, the greater us, for the individual to say, yes, here am I, and this is who I am, and not be afraid to say it. To actually stand in the truth of who we are and be willing to share it. And it helps, I find, it helps to remember that there are others who stand with us, maybe on similar paths, maybe helping us to articulate what seems to be elusive in our own life. Maybe y'all got this handled, but I'm still learning. And what I do know is that the heart we turn to is love. And what I do know is that love knows the way by heart. I love that so much. When I forget and I don't know the way, you know what I mean by that? The way? Like the way? When I don't know the way, I can remember that love knows the way by heart. And then I remember, oh, that's telling me, lead with the heart. That's reminding me, my heart will lead the way. So there's a great philosopher, Rabindranath Tagore. He was a Nobel laureate. And he wrote these words, and I find them to be so beautiful. I'll share them with you. Let me not pray to be sheltered from dangers, but to be fearless in facing them. Let me not beg for the stilling of my pain, but for the heart to conquer it. The heart is infinite. And a good question we can ask ourselves is, are you waiting? Are you waiting for a greater job than to love? Could there possibly be a greater job for any of us right now than to love? Could there possibly be a higher idea than love? I don't think so. I think that it is the ultimate job, and we've all been training for it all of our lives. It is that thing that's upon us. God is love. Our job is to know that love, is to know God. And by that I mean the life force, The life force that is back of everything. The life force that is in everything. The life force that activates everything. That one cause that's almighty. And our job training is to establish our faith and our faithfulness to be the presence of love, to experience it more, to see it more, to learn about it, to be in the presence of love, and let go. Let go. God is all there is. God is all there is. I know God to be love. Love is all there is. It's what we've been created for, to love. It's what we've been created by, love. It is God's activity, and it is our activity. The activity of the divinity of God within me, the activity of the divinity of God within each one of us, is love. We could be done, but I have a few more minutes. So, if this is the case, and I believe it is, then it stands to reason that stories based on false beliefs, lies that have been passed down from one generation to the next, and are so deeply embedded in the fabric of our individual story of who we are, changing that story, changing a story of shared humanity, is going to take muscular love, commitment, courage, and a willingness to realize that there is a new story upon us, a love story that is unfolding in us, within us. You know, we cannot change the past, and the future is just that. Our power, y'all know it. It's in the present moment. Every time we are offered the opportunity to experience oneness, we are being offered the opportunity to author a new story. Every time we are invited to stand in the presence of love, to stand as the presence of love, to be the activity of love, we are being offered the opportunity to author a new story. Never think for a moment that we're not a part of the problem and that we're not a part of the solution. We are the ones writing the story. It may be a cast of almost 8 billion, and it goes back in time. And keeping track of all of that that has happened is impossible. What is possible is to pay attention to our part in the story today. To pay attention to how love is showing up in me and through me and as me today. With the people that I'm with the person that I am, with the experiences that I am having. We get to dig in. We get to dig deep. Because we want to go beneath the surface of what has been, what false beliefs might be ingrained in me and you that keep us living as if it's possible to be separate from God. What are those false beliefs? What are those false ideas that I don't even know that I know? I don't even know that I'm thinking, that are keeping me from believing that God is all there is. That God, the infinite and divine intelligence, the creative power back of all of life, the Almighty, is not all there is. Well, I think it starts with us. First, we come to know it for ourselves. I come to know it for myself. So that then I can know it here. It's like that song, and it's why I insist on all three verses. In this very room, in this very being, there's quite enough love for me. As I know it for me, then I know there's quite enough love for all of us. When I know it for all of us, it just happens because you can't stop it. There's quite enough love for all the world. First, we know it for ourselves. Then, we share it with each other. Were you ever in school and it was time to pick teams, you know? And you remember those experiences where you didn't want to be the last person, or you didn't want to be the person picking the team either, because there's people you want on your team and there's people you don't want on your team. Why? Why? What's the story that we're telling about ourselves or about them that we don't want them on our team? What's the story that we're telling about them that we've forgotten that they were made in the image and likeness of the divine, just like I am, just like you are, just like all of life is? What is that story that we're telling to ourselves that we're not all on the same team? There's only one team. There's only one group. It's us. So we listen. And in this community, we're good at it. And if you're tuning in, you're part of our community. We're good at it. We're good. And we're getting better at it, at listening to each other. We're getting better at it. Because there's a commitment to it, to listening and paying attention to what we're saying. What's that statement that I'm saying about me? And what am I hearing? How am I hearing who you are? You know, let's just touch on it a little bit, these false beliefs, these hidden ideas. You know, a false belief is often disguised in righteousness or justification or cloaked in separation. And those are the easy ones, actually, to reveal. Those are the easy ones because they feel kind of wonky, you know? They feel kind of icky if we allow ourselves to really feel what it feels like. It's those other ones that are really hidden, that are layered and embedded, that will take the insistence, the muscular love. And it's likely that it's no longer enough to say, I'm open to where I have been the problem. It might actually be becoming important and necessary to feel the discomfort, to feel the pain of pulling off the Band-Aid. I want to, some of us, you know, we kind of work at it and we let it lift off gently and it might take a long time for that Band-Aid to come off. And some of us just go, and rip it off. Either way, we're getting to what's underneath it. And I'm interested in getting to what's underneath it because it is becoming more apparent to me, and I think to all of us, to many of us, that what's underneath it is blocking my experience of love. Rumi reminded us, and I remind myself, and I remind us often, it is not ours to go seeking love, but to find that which is within us that is blocking love and lift that up. I'm paraphrasing. Find the blocks. Be willing to find them. But you know, here's what's so beautiful and here's what's so interesting. I see love happening all around me. It's not like, oh my gosh, where's the love? The love is everywhere. We will see it if we look. We experience it. I can't tell you how many times this week I heard from us and the activities of love that are going on. You know, life, it's big and little, it's majestic and small, all of those pleasures, noticing them changes us. It might be partly why we love love songs and a good love story and witnessing love. And I remember there was a study done about the change that happens within us when we witness love. And I'm not talking about sticky, romantic, you know, that love. I'm talking about the profound love of seeing and witnessing the divine within each other, of graciousness, of acceptance. And it changes us to witness it, and it changes us to be the experience of it. So we're being invited to look at systemic change. And I think this is the work of a metaphysician. It's the work to go beneath, to look beyond the condition, to look underneath it, to go beyond the evidence out here, and look inward and find truth, find wholeness, find oneness, find God. Find God. That's what we do. That's what we do when we do our good work. We look beyond the condition, we look beyond the circumstance, we look beyond all of the story, the lies that we're telling ourselves about separation, and we find God. We find love. And it's going to take all of us continuing to love uniquely as ourselves in the ways that we love for us to change this story of humanity. It might seem like it isn't yours to do, that this battle going on around us is someone else's. And I offer, if you've heard about it, know about it, it's yours in some way. It's ours, us. It's ours to love in a greater way. It's ours to experience love within ourselves. It's ours to remember that love is not something earned or deserved. Every time we withhold love, the essence of life, we hinder that life energy. We block it. So what do y'all want to do? Love. I heard it. And you know, it's interesting because there's plenty of agreement that what we want to do is love. There's plenty of agreement. And there's plenty of opportunity for us to have a shift in the trajectory of life. We're really at this beautiful moment. We're at this beautiful moment where humanity is crying out and saying, love. It might be different words, but do not be deterred that the underlying cry is love. The underlying movement is love. Sharing God's love builds momentum. And with any movement, attention to it increases it. And here's the thing, the movement can be big or small. We can work at it little bit, or we can pull it off. Each one of us will do it in our own timing, in our own way. The request, the opportunity before us is to not give up. Let's not give up on love. Let's let it take us into a new dimension individually, because as we do it individually, we do it collectively. The story of humanity will not be a greater love story unless we engage in it. Each of us, it's our story. We come at it from all sides. The people that speak it this way and the people that are gentle and tender, all of the ways and everything in between. Love. And we have great examples of being devoted to love. As far back as 717, we have Rabia of Basta. She lived 717 to 801, and she was sold to a brothel where she was forced to live as a person who lives in a brothel would live. And what she wrote is so inspiring. She wrote, "What a place for trials and transformation did my lover put me. But never once did he look upon me as if I were impure." Dear sisters, all we do in